Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Here's what happened in football history for August 30th. A young lady boots a ball home, another College All-Stars game result, and another member of the Hall of Fame is remembered on this date for his birthday. These stories and more are coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the Sports History Network, your headquarters of sports yesteryear. And we are here to talk about the great day in sports history, in football history in particular, for August 30th. And we're going to start off in the year 1939. And what a great series that the Chicago College All-Star Game was. And we're going to talk about three of their games today. First one being the 1939 game. And it was played at Soldier's Field. And the NFL's defending champions, the New York Football Giants, they defeated the College All-Stars by the score of 9-0. And in the sixth annual College Charities All-Star Game, in front of over 81,000 fans, the most valuable player of the game, always on the college team, was none other than Bill Osmanski, who was a running back from the University of Holy Cross. August 30th, 1944, the 11th Chicago Charities College All-Star Game finds the NFL champion Chicago Bears. Well, they defended their home turf in a thriller over the All-Stars, 24-21, three-point game. That always has to be exciting. The college player that was named as the most valuable player in this game was Tulsa running back Glenn Dobbs. One year later, August 30th, 1945, a crowd of over 92,000 in attendance watched as the Green Bay Packers open up the defense of their title by dropping the Collegians by a score of 19-7 in another good game at the 12th annual Chicago College Charities All-Star Game. Charlie Trippi, the multi-talented quarterback and halfback from the University of Georgia, won the MVP award in the game for the Collegiate All-Stars. Now, we also have big news in modern times. August 30th, 2001, kicker Ashley Martin becomes the first woman to play and score in an NCAA Division I football game when she successfully converted three extra points for her Jacksonville State team. Now, what a day that was when the young lady comes on and boots in under pressure in a Division I NCAA game, three extra points. Great day for all of football and for women in general of making that accomplishment. It was never done before in the 140 some years of football. And finally, that is broken on August 30th, 2001. Truly a historic day. Now, let's take a second and hear a word from our sponsor, Row One Brand. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Yeah, make sure you take advantage of that great 15% discount on Row One Brands. They have some great products in that Pictorum Gallery for you to get that 15% on. We have a sidebar link that's on Pigskin Dispatch on each and every page that has the Row One logo on it. Make sure you click that. It'll take you right to that Sports History Network page. You go in there, pick out what you want in the Pictorum Gallery, enter in that SHN15, get your 15% discount. Take advantage of that great deal and get a great product. Now let's talk about our one birthday of a Hall of Famer for this August 30th. And it's August 30th, 1955, Marvin Powell. He was a tackle that played for the University of Southern California. He went on to play as a pro in the NFL for both the New York Jets and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers during his pro career. Marvin Powell is forever enshrined in the College Football Hall of Fame since the ceremonies took place installing him in the Institution of Collegiate Pigskin Legends in 1994. You know, what a great legend there, and what a great day of football. August 30th, Marvin Powell, his birthday, great Hall of Famer in College Football Hall of Fame. Kicker Ashley Martin becomes the first woman to score in NCAA Division I, and those three great college all-star games. Boy, do we miss those. Happened in the late 30s and mid-40s. Two of them were very competitive games. Make sure you learn more about those. Those are just a great bit of football history when the NFL champs played the college all-stars each and every year to start off the season. You know, we have great football history each and every day. We're glad that you could join us today. And, you know, make sure you check us out each and every day. We have a bunch of specials going on also on Pigskin Dispatch. We have the Football by Numbers bonus series. We have the early pro football team series happening every Monday in September. And for the season, which starts season two, by the way, of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch podcast. We're going to go away a little bit from these day-to-day podcasts because you have those dates. We have those in there. We'll refer to them. We'll make sure you can reference back to them and know what happened day by day as memories. But the new podcasts are going to be centered around, we're going to have some great variety of things for you. You know, some short stories from football, some great historic moments, some fun facts that you may not have known about. We're going to go over some great games that spun off from football. So maybe some home games or some backyard games or some other activities and hobbies that took place. Focus in on some great players, that memory, and other things like that. We'll just bring you some football history each and every day on the Daily Football Podcast, and make sure that you're well in line with that. And also find us on Sports History Network and your favorite podcast provider. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that, Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.